Microsoft have endorsed the safeguards, and Meta says it backs legislation to regulate tech platforms, but the company stopped short of endorsing the Senate bill.
ABC's Andrea Fajii. House Speaker Mike Johnson will not commit to giving the bill a vote there. The wildfire burning north of Chico, California, is now the sixth largest in state history and was no accident. Ronnie Dean Stout, charged with felony arson, alleged to have pushed his burning car into a gully last week, starting the blaze. Scheduled to blast off this morning from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, an Atlas V rocket carrying a top-secret payload for Space Force's Space Systems Command. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. A state committee is studying potential regulation for artificial intelligence in Wisconsin. The goal is to ensure that AI is used in correct ways that won't harm consumers. The committee will hold hearings around the state to establish guardrails for lawmakers to consider when drafting policy. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers extends a record number of pardons. Evers granted 153 pardons during this latest round. That brings his total to 1,264. A list of pardon recipients shows most of the crimes were committed decades ago, some as far back as 60 years ago. And a statue of groundbreaking civil rights leader Vel Phillips was unveiled at the Capitol in Madison Saturday. The statue honors the first black woman elected to the Common Council in Milwaukee. Phillips was also the first black person elected to statewide office and was the state's first black judge. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We could see a few scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, right on through tomorrow night into Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, warm and muggy. 87 today with a heat index near 90. Tomorrow's high, 88 with a heat index of 97. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
90s, and more. Max FM.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. About you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
Yeah. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Friend died
some Palm Springs hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve. They told me the news. I tried all night not to break down and cry as tears rolled down my face. I felt so cold and empty, like a lost soul. Dark street, like bodies in an old bone grave. Underneath the broken old neon sign, used to read Jesus sings. Something to believe in, yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Remember, we go wherever you go. You can now check us out on 103.7 in the Reedsburg and Wisconsin Dells area. Taking all of your favorite music with you wherever you go, Max FM.
I can't.
could see a few scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, right on through tomorrow night into Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, warm and muggy. 87 today with a heat index near 90. Tomorrow's high, 88 with a heat index of 97. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Move yourself. You always live your life. Never thinking of the Bye.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Now, remember, when you get to work today, all the fun and all the great music you hear on Max FM doesn't have to end. You can stream us throughout your workday. Just go to WRPQ.com or tell Alexa to play WRPQ. We are your at-work station.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. belong the hills with me. It's all the same. So I'll take you home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me. Take you home
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Artist Taylor Swift says she is in shock after hearing about the stabbing attack in Northwest England. Two were killed. Six others are in critical condition, most of them children, hurt in the rampage that happened at that Taylor Swift-themed dance class. It happened in the town of Southport. In Caracas, Venezuela, protests over the re-election of strong-arm President Nicolas Maduro, the results of that election being questioned worldwide. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin was asked about renewed fears that tensions between Israel and Hezbollah could mount.
As to whether or not Israel can manage a war in Gaza and a fight in Lebanon at the same time, Israel will do what it needs to defend itself. And it's